Okay, let's go ahead and call the meeting order for the Thursday, May the 16th, 2019, regular meeting of the North Augusta Planning Commission. We'll start with the roll call from my left.
Larry Watts.
Britton Williams.
Christine Crawford.
Bob Clark.
Lynn Carter.
Okay. Approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes that were sent out earlier?
No corrections, but just a question. As far as detail, if somebody wanted to go back and look at the transcript, is that available to anybody who would want to come back and see what all was said from anybody that said it during the meeting?
If we had a request for it, we could probably turn that out. We have been ratcheting down on the detail just mm-hmm. because it's cumbersome.
I'm sure.
But we have audio.
Yeah, we do have an audio.
You have the audio of everything. You can listen to audio.
That's what I meant, transcripts.
You can request by FOIA, you can request any of it.
Because that's how Teresa does this. She listens to it and then.
Right. Makes a short transcription.
When you look back at it, it does appear that we've, you know, when you see just people's names and not what they said necessarily, that, you know, I just don't know whether I'll raise an issue or not. Just a question, that's all.
Okay. All right. Very good point. Any corrections of the minutes? If not, then they stand approved as distributed. Confirmation of agenda. Any changes to the agenda, Mrs. Hodges?
I have no changes.
Okay. So we'll get right into application SP19-001, North Augusta High School Phase 3 renovation. A request by the Aiken County Board of Education for approval of a new gymnasium and practice field. This is a consideration of the major site plan application, and we will be making a recommendation. Anything in particular you want to share about this, Ms. Hodges?
It seems pretty fairly straightforward. This is a P-zone project, so planning itself has limited the comments that we've made on the property. So far, they seem to meet everything.
Okay. Any questions from commissioners to Mrs. Hodges before we allow the applicant to come up?
No.
Okay. Applicant, please, if you would come up, state your name, address for the record, and.
Tilden Hildebrand with Hasson Hildebrand, 133 Greenville Street, Southwest Aiken, representing the Aiken County School District. We are the civil engineers on the project. I'm here tonight with Kevin Chipman, Director of Facilities Construction. In your package, and I assume that you got the same package that I received actually today, looks like a fairly detailed overview of what is to be done. I can give you as much information as you want to hear or as little information as you want to hear. I guess I can quickly go through what this project involves. Tell me to be quiet or keep on talking. The existing condition plans show this project or the site as it is today with one exception. The existing condition plan does not show the existing administration and classroom building that is on the site today. That is to be demolished as part of phase 2B, which was previously approved. That is right in the middle of the site on sheet C1.0 in your package. There's fairly extensive demolition and renovation work that's been done on the site previously. This project involves constructing a new gym where the current administration building is. After the demolition is complete, the contractor will dig a big deep hole, and the gym will be approximately 12 feet underground with 18 feet above ground. So it'll be an arena type construction, and that again is right in the middle of your site. When that gym is complete, and actually it's a gym and an auxiliary gym, when that is completed, the existing gymnasium over to the left will be demolished, and that area will become a grassed band practice field. Then the area up front where the existing parking lot is will be demolished and reconstructed, as you see here, with 329 parking spaces. The auditorium will remain, and then at the completion of the car drop-off loop here and the revitalized student parking lot, the school district will move on to phase four, which involves some work over here, and eventually new ball fields across the road. The goal at the end of phase three is to get all the students in this lot, and that little lot over on the corner, and get them on the proper side of Knob Cone. What you see there pretty much sums up phase three. If you have any questions of me or questions of the owner, we'll be glad to answer those.
I had a couple. How many is the 329 student parking spaces? Are those more than what they have currently, or is that just the same number but just being reconfigured?
Well, there's 329 here. I forget what the number is over here. 40.
But the dirt parking lot, they still have that there. That's still staying.
Across the road?
Yeah.
The dirt parking lot with this number of spaces, that number of spaces, and the spaces up there in the corner of the football
that
stadium,
will go away.
That will take care of all the students.
Good.
The dirt parking lot across the road will actually become a softball field.
I was hoping a softball Good. Field and a baseball field,
baseball
I hope.
Baseball is over in the other corner where the band practice field is.
That'll be, okay,
that
good.
Is great
parking
news.
In the middle.
Good, okay.
Right?
Great news.
Tell us about the arena again, the gymnasium arena. How is it going to be?
Could be a picture in there.
I don't know why I can't find my picture.
That's the front at ground level.
I don't know where all my stuff is.
Right there.
Okay.
Perfect picture.
I must have left some of my pictures in the office.
If you look over at the windows, at the top of the seats, that's ground level that ties into the rest of the school that's been built around it. This is phase 2B over here to the right, and phase 2A is in the back. So that's current ground level.
Wow, that's nice.
Kudos from what you've done so far.
That's impressive.
It really is impressive. What's been done so far and what is coming.
I can't take credit for that. I just do the stuff that supports all that.
Please pass along the credit, because it is a gorgeous place right now. It really is.
And not the glamorous stuff that the architects do that.
Well, that's all the questions I have for Mr. Hildenbrand. Anybody else have any questions? Y'all want to have them?
Keep moving on.
I had a question. So what will the moving the parking lots do to the traffic patterns? Is it sufficient?
That's been an ongoing issue at North Augusta since about 2013 when we started this. Let's see if I have it. Libby, if you go to sheet C2.1.
I don't think they have
don't
all
have that
of those.
One in there?
I think they only have 2.0 in their
Okay. Traffic patterns over the years, and I went to North Augusta High School and graduated before they had electricity there, 1979. And up top was actually, up here was actually the back of the school. And this parking lot area was the front of the school. And through the phases, we have rerouted car drop-off. Car drop-off used to be wherever you dropped off. And you park on White Bark, and you let kids out, and you drive through the parking lot, and you let kids out. Now, at the end of phase three, there will be a car loop that comes in over on the other side of the stadium, goes all the way around the back of the school, and then to that loop right there, there'll be a canopy area that drops off. Right here, right along here, that canopy area will be the car drop-off. And hallelujah, North Augusta High School will have a defined drop-off area for cars. All the cars function over here, come in around the school. Buses also come in back here, but they have a bus lot down by the cafeteria, which is on that lower level down here. And then students will come in off of Knob Cone on to Jacket Lane, and they'll do their thing in this parking lot. So everybody's separated like DOT wants it and like traditionally works.
It's phenomenal. It really is. The makeover is just impressive. It really is. It really is.
Yeah, they've done. They have the architects and the owners have done quite a job here.
Impressive.
Any other questions for the applicant? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. At this point, I would ask if there is a motion to recommend approval of application SP19-001.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay, motion. And is there a second?
Second.
All right, second by Ms. Dr. Crawford, first by Mr. Carter. Okay, any discussion from commissioners? Okay, all in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, I think that's unanimous. So, very good. Thank you, sir. Okay, Ms. Hodges, staff reports?
Yes, there's only one thing I want to point out for the April performance report. We're beginning our very slow change from an older format to a new format. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting closer. You'll see at the beginning of the report, we're beginning to report phone calls, incoming and outgoing. I just wanted to point that out to you. Pretty soon we're going to change. I have found that listing items by approved and denied really doesn't reflect the amount of work that goes through my office. Because the approval is really the final thing that you get. A denial is the same. So we're going to try to reflect reviews, phone calls, you know, much more information about the quantity and quality of work that we're getting in and out of my office. So I just want to kind of give you a heads up on that. We're working on it. We're trying to get our software to spit out the information that we need in a much more digestible way. So that's going to take us a little bit, but just be prepared. I want to change slowly and make sure that you all know that what I'm doing, and it's not to hide anything. It's just to make sure that we know better.
Our phone calls, you are in that number.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everything's in there.
Okay.
Are you just trying to make sure that we know that you're working? Is that what it is?
That's it, yeah. Well, I think there's an assumption that if we don't pick up the phone the first time you call, that we're just sitting there not doing anything or that we're never in our office. Well, we may not be in our office, but we may be at meetings or we may already be on the phone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's only basically 3.5 people to handle, you know, 25,000 residents in North Augusta. So I want to make sure that our performance reports reflect the amount of work that we're doing. And I'm really, really super proud of my employees, and they do a fantastic job with not much resources, really.
I agree.
So,
a huge budget you have, yeah.
A huge budget. I also wanted to let you all know, speaking of staff, Teresa turned in her notice today.
Oh,
wow. So in 2 weeks, she will be gone, and we've already got the advertisement out for another administrative assistant. So it's just the way the world turns. She got a better job. I can't be mad at her.
How could that be possible?
Say what?
How is that possible? She did a good job, though, didn't she?
She did, and we're going to miss her. Personally, you know, she's a really good person. If you've never talked to her, she's just a really nice person, and we'll miss her. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. We have to
play the world.
Get ourselves together and move on. The second part, transportation project status. I'm going to read over this email real quick just so that you guys know what's going on. You probably may or may not get some questions about it. We are working on a Martintown Road I-20 corridor study. So about a 1.6-mile strip between Hammond Pond Road and just past Bergen Road up to Gregory Lake Road or so along Martintown where I-20 hits it. I feel the need to try to get ahead of some of the development coming in that area. We have quite a few additional developments coming down the pike. We're getting a lot of interest in that area. There's been some talk about stoplights out there and where we're going to put these stoplights, and I think we need to have a much more coordinated approach to how that's going to happen, because we're going to end up either with too many stoplights and it's going to be irritating, or we're going to end up where SCDOT won't allow any more stoplights and we're really going to choke hold where traffic can go out. So I've applied to ARTS, which is our Metropolitan Planning Organization in Augusta, for some funds to have a study done of that area. We are two committees down on there. We've got another one on June 6th, and then we have to send it up to the Federal Highway Administration for their approval. I also have a transportation alternative program application in process for Knob Cone. I was actually just talking to these guys and found out some valuable information about that, but we're hoping to get a sidewalk to connect Knox Middle School and the high school down Knob Cone. Something that's kind of been a need for a little while, but it sounds like there may be some expansion plans and some other stuff going on, so we're going to coordinate some more on that as well. I'm also in talks with some engineers who are doing a traffic management plan for the entire ARTS area, which is the Augusta metropolitan area, which covers all the way up into Aiken. You know, this is most of a portion of Edgefield, all of Aiken, and some of Augusta. But I think it's time for us to look North Augusta specifically about what our transportation plans are for North Augusta. So we're going to be kind of piggybacking on some of their planning that they're doing for their 2045 and 2050 plans. So just keep your ears tuned for more information about that. I've also included in your packet some status updates from Georgia DOT and SCDOT about some projects that are actually underway. So if you get some questions about those, it's just for your information. If you have any particular questions about it, please let me know. I won't bore you with all of the details on that right at the moment. May 31st, we have training planned from 3 to 6 p.m. in the training room here. Please come if you can. Dr. Crawford, I do need to get with you about new commissioner training very soon, if that is still in the works. Okay. So we held an information session on May 7th about the proposed sign revisions. We had about 10, 12 people show up. I think it went fairly well. We had a few really good questions. If you guys get any questions that you can't answer, please send them my way. I'm happy to answer any questions about it. That's all I have.
Okay. Any questions for her? Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's going to be a long summer with a lot of ball games. Can we do something about getting in here when we have a meeting? I mean, the previous meeting with a ball game, they had a man to barricade. But I pulled up, the guy just looked at me and said, "You going to the meeting?" And I said, "Yeah," and he moved out of the way. And these barricades are not manned at all. They're just police cars parked across the road and whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody there to let you by.
I got to talk to some people. It's been done several different ways for several different meetings, so I think we need some consistency at the very least. So I can tell you guys which entrance to come in.
Public. Might show up for one of these meetings.
Yeah. So I do appreciate that, and I appreciate your patience while we work through some of those kinks.
Well, the concern will also be as allotting spots, because you know they're paying. This is a paid lot during those ball games. So
right.
And
we need to cone them off.
We need to come to some sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Set or set a bus for us.
And it may be that I go out there with orange cones before the meeting and set them all out and say.
It may take that. I don't know.
Carter.
Exactly. You may have to do that. He let me in with no problem here tonight,
yeah.
Coming down this way, because you couldn't go right. You can't turn onto this road.
No, you had to go like you're passing it.
I thought we had to go across the bridge and come back, but he did let me in down here.
Right.
So.
You're on this side.
On the George Avenue side. I came straight down George Avenue and come
That's
in.
That's the way to go, yeah.
Let's come in.
Yeah, I tried to do that. I stopped up here. So Larry and I parked.
You couldn't get there. Yeah, you couldn't
Larry
get there.
Larry and I parked at the carpet shop.
Yeah, you can't get there from here.
I had to turn back towards the river and turn back and go back through town.
And I'll try to send more specific instructions as well so that we know what to expect.
Right. I got lucky.
Anything else for Ms. Hodges?
We're good.
Okay, if not, appreciate y'all coming tonight, and we stand adjourned.